When 3rd District Court Judge Ryan Harris ordered mediation between the two sides in June, he gave a deadline for the mediation as Friday, August 15th, and set a hearing for August 27th. Although any details of the mediation have been kept strictly private, both sides have publicly stated separate possible solutions in the last several weeks. Both sides have agreed that Park City Mountain Resort could feasibly be allowed to stay through the upcoming ski season once a bond amount has been agreed upon to cover back rent for the last three seasons, plus an amount for the ski season through April of 2015. In addition, Talisker wants interest on those amounts and attorney fees. The amounts will begin to be determined at the August 27th hearing. In a letter dated Friday, attorneys for both sides wrote to Judge Harris asking for more time until Sunday, August 24th. The letter says, quote, "We want to report that the parties continue to work in good faith with the mediator. With the court's permission, the parties have agreed to continue their mediation discussions until August 24th. The parties do not request the extension of any other deadlines imposed by the court. Both Park City Mountain Resort attorney Alan Sullivan and John Lund, the attorney for Talisker, signed the document. Park City Municipal and the community continue to wait for the two sides to reach an agreement. Park City Mayor Jack Thomas, in a KPCW interview earlier this week, said the city's patience is wearing thin. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.